Good morning. I'm Donna. I'm the speech programs coordinator, and I have just a couple of quick words about our wonderful celebration today. We are celebrating His Holiness's 81st birthday. Keep going. And we will have, we'll start with some long life prayers, and then we will have a few video clips, and then you may have noticed when you came in the door, there's a basket of cards right inside the door, and so one of his requests that people do to honor his birthday is to make acts of compassion. So we have blank cards that you can fill out with a few little words for prisoners, and we'll tell you more then.
So in the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 183. And then if you have the white binder, just go to the first page that says Kadamba Center Prayers, and we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. It's in the mantra between the two lines toward the bottom.
Okay.
Turn to page 34. Yes, 34. We'll read the four immeasurables in English one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn the page to 37, and we'll chant the Four Immeasurables chanting version. And if you have the white binder, it's the words by the music notes on the front page. We'll chant this one time, and then we'll chant the two mantras, Chenrezig's mantra 8 times and Green Tar's mantra 7 times.
San Chen Tam Che De Wa Dong De Wei Gyu Dong De Om Mani Padme Hum. mani padme hum. Om 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 tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Geshe Gelug and others are going to recite the long life prayer for His Holiness in Tibetan, and we can, in English, read silently the short long life prayer for His Holiness on page 273 and 274 in the Golden Prayer Book. So we'll just read that silently while Tibetan is being chanted.
Good morning. Thank you very much for coming for His Holiness Birthday celebrations. And game over, and we are going to say His Holiness Long Life Prayer in Tibetan, and also some prayer for whole, like, dedicated by, composed by His Holiness Dalai Lama, but dedicated for Tibetan course. So then that will probably take 2 minutes. All together, it won't take more than 10 minutes, okay?
Some more your 我们要努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的努力的 That's
a long life prayer for His Holiness Dalai Lama. Just finished. So now this one is like dedicated for Tibetan cause. You know, some of you probably know Tibetan people were exiled last 60 years ago. So most of the majority of the people, Tibetan people, is like, you know, refugee in India, back in India. So then, you know, spread throughout the world. But this is dedicated mainly for Tibetan people, all the Tibetan people, mainly Tibetan people back inside Tibet, who does not have, you know, a whole lot of freedoms, and living under constant fear, not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow. So our brother and sister, most of them are back in Tibet, so they're still there, living there under the constant fear of, you know, like communist government. So please, when you say it in Tibetan, so you can also pray for Tibetan people, so and their cause. So.
Je
Thank you, finished now. Thank you.
See, I was just going to say a few short words of history of about His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. But I recommend that you go to the DalaiLama.com, the official website of His Holiness, which I've been looking at the last couple of days and wandering around and having a wonderful time, wishing that I could attend some of the teachings and so on that are on the website. And the website has expanded, I think, extensively in the last year or two, so that whereas in previous years one would sort of hunt all over the internet for different bits and pieces, one can find extensive amount of information and on the website. So again, I encourage you to look at it. But just briefly, His Holiness was born in 1935 in northeastern Tibet, so today we're celebrating his 81st birthday. He was recognized at the age of 2 as the reincarnation of the 13th Dalai Lama, and at the age of 6 began his monastic training. He was forced to assume the role of the Dalai Lama as the spiritual and political leader of Tibet at the age of 15 in 1950, because of the Chinese invasion of Tibet. And then in 1959, just shortly after he finished his oral examinations for his Geshe degree in Lhasa, he was forced to leave. It was on the occasion of the Mon Lam Chenmo, and the Day of Miracles sort of brought the increasing oppression. The Chinese authorities were increasingly trying to restrict religious freedom, and this was a national holiday. So the Tibetans were increasingly demonstrating, and also felt that the Dalai Lama was in danger of being arrested by the Chinese. And so they surrounded the Norbalinka Palace where His Holiness was, and just increasingly the Dalai Lama had asked that they go home because it was provoking the kind of confrontation that he was trying to avoid for some years, but it was clear that they reached a point where there was no chance for any accommodation between the Tibetans and the Chinese, and so the Dalai Lama left Tibet in 1959, and has lived in Dharamsala since then. In 1989, he was awarded a Nobel Prize, and for both his work as a nonviolent advocate of the rights of the Tibetans, and also for his support of and concerns about environmental degradation, and so the issues of global warming and other things were first sort of mentioned and brought to the attention, at least in the Nobel Prize there at that time. And since then, in 2011, His Holiness relinquished his position as the political leader of Tibet and helped establish the democratic elected parliament, in effect, to lead the things. And a new thing on the website that I hadn't seen before, I'd read it a little bit in different places, but towards the end of the website and his history, they talk about His Holiness's feeling that by the age of 90, he will make a decision as to the future disposition of the Dalai Lama as a tradition, and whether there will be a 15th Dalai Lama. And it will have extensive discussions and preparations and things like that. So that's I think a very interesting thing. Just the only other thing I would say is that last year I said that, and the website mentions at the very beginning that His Holiness refers to himself as a simple monk, and if you look at his daily schedule, it's an amazing ability to maintain the lifestyle of a monk, getting up at 3 a.m. to do his daily practices, and then to do to travel or do political thing. Or I think the thing that I was most struck by on the website recently is the number of teachings that he's doing to really preserve and extend the lineage of, and he, as refers to the Nalanda tradition as well as the Tibetan tradition of Tibetan Buddhism. So we're going to see just a few short clips that are from that website about His Holiness today. So Chris, if you want. Thank you.
This concludes the video portion of our program. If we could have some lights, thank you. So in that second clip, His Holiness talked about the best birthday gift that we can give him is to incorporate compassion into our lives. And so we wanted to give you and all of us here an opportunity today to put a little bit of compassion into practice. Hemant and Patty are going to be passing out some pretty little cards. They're all blank, just waiting for us to fill them with good wishes. Kadampa Center has a prison project that goes into four prisons in North Carolina. And, you know, just take a moment to imagine what it must be like to be in prison. Perhaps abandoned by everybody you love. Perhaps stuck there forever. It's a dark and difficult, sometimes violent place. And so what we can do for the people who are in prison is just send them a little ray of sunshine. Send them just a little bit of love. Just a few thoughts that say, somebody's thinking of you. I'm sending you peace. I'm sending you light. I'm sending you hope. And just, we want to take a moment to send that. So we have 100 blank cards. I think there are at least 100 people in here today. So let's send rays of loving kindness and compassion and love 200 people who are in prison. Thank you.
Now, we're going to present a birthday cake to His Holiness and then offer him a piece of cake, and then we'll take the cake will be out in the lobby after we finish for us to share with some drinks and things. The rest of the schedule is very quickly is to after the presentation of the birthday cake, we'll have the dedication prayers, and then we can disperse. we have also some katas in the back by the door. If people would like to individually present a kata to His Holiness of the Throne. As I said, they can do that individually after the dedications, or can come out to the lobby and get cake, and come back in and present kata. So we're not going to take up the time with a long line presenting katas as part of the ceremony. So I think we're ready for dedication prayers then.
No happy birthday song.
Well, if somebody wants to lead us in happy birthday, Donna, you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Your Holiness. Happy birthday to you. And many, 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 many more.
Okay. In the Gold Book, please turn to page 246 and 247, and we'll read the dedication prayer from Master Shantideva's Bodhicaryavatara. 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now turn to page 273 and 274. And when you read the prayers on both of these pages, in the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. In short, may the good fruit of any extensive prayer to fully protect the land of snows made by the powerful protector Chenrezig and the presence of the Buddhas and their children appear soon, here and now. May the nectar stream of the blessings of the lotus holder always enter our hearts and nourish them with strength. May we please you with offerings of dedicated practice, and may we reach beyond the shores of perfect compassionate deeds. Now turn to page 245, and we'll read the long life prayer for Gyurme Khyentse Rinpoche Jetsun Losam Dauk. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then the one for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.